Takeaway data points. Winter of 2010.
This is Sally in Memphis, Tennessee. It has never been warmer than 37 degrees here in Memphis. Currently, it is 24 degrees.
Yikes. As blizzard blasted and self-centered New York City contemplates having invented snow, the rest of the world is also noticing some new peaks and valleys in the weather cycles of global warming, local cooling, and planetary butterfly effects. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, December 28th. I'm John Hockenberry. It was an adventure getting here late last night. Yes, we're still digging out here in New York. And, you know, having the skill of walking is very useful after a blizzard. But that's not news. Let's get right to the morning's top news stories. Digging out along the East Coast.
I love the winter weather because the two of us can get together.
Are they singing while they're shoveling? Well, no. The worst blizzard in 4 years has left a trail of disruption behind, thousands still stranded at airports, like this Takeaway listener in New York.
My name is Naguib. I'm calling from JFK Airport. It is 2:15 a.m. in the morning. I'm here with a bunch of Russian and American passengers on an Aero flight. We were stranded in Moscow for close to 37 hours. We finally got to JFK at 11 p.m. and were stuck on the runway for 3 hours.
He called us at 8778-MY-TAKE. You can give us a picture of your weather by calling the same number. More than 7,000 flights were canceled along the East Coast due to the storm, with the price tag for the airlines expected to reach $100 million. Airports in New York, Boston, and Philadelphia have resumed flights, but a full resumption of operations is still said to be days away. Moving to Iraq, where Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki says all U.S. troops must be out of the country by the end of 2011. Speaking to the Wall Street Journal, al-Maliki says his new government and the country's security forces are capable of confronting any remaining threats to Iraq's security. In Moscow, that's the sound of supporters of former Russian oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky chanting anti-Vladimir Putin slogans after Khodorkovsky's conviction yesterday of embezzlement. Khodorkovsky's supporters believe he's being punished for daring to challenge Prime Minister Putin.
This is vendetta.
Absolutely.
Putin is very afraid of Khodorkovsky, and he wants him to be in the prison forever.
Khodorkovsky's sentencing is expected in the coming days. He's already serving an 8-year sentence for fraud. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has signed a book deal for at least $1.3 million. Assange says he doesn't want to write an autobiography, but needs the money for his legal battles and to keep WikiLeaks afloat. The U.S. government is changing how it records long-term unemployment. Beginning Saturday, the Labor Department will raise from 2 years to 5 years the upper limit on how long someone can be listed as having been jobless. Officials cite an unprecedented rise in the number of long-term unemployed. Nearly 10% of the nation's 15 million jobless have been looking for work for 2 years or more. We'll talk with two voices from that 15 million later on in the program. Amazingly enough, holiday shoppers seem to throw off the recession and spent more than ever this season. MasterCard's Spending Pulse, which monitors all transactions, including cash, says total consumer spending rose to $584 billion this holiday season. That's a new record. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up on Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,555. The S&P opens at 1,257. The NASDAQ opens at 2,667. Coming up this morning, we continue our week-long look at the year that was and towards 2011. Today, we focus on the economy with people we've heard from who've taken the brunt of the downfall. We'll also explain how China's surprise interest rate increase has startled some markets around the world. They're concerned about inflation in China, and it's a concern globally. Those conversations later on in the hour. But first, people have been feeling pretty cool about the weather.
This is Mark Perillo from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's 32 degrees, and it's been kind of cold over the last 3 weeks. I'd like to see warmer temperatures, but I know it's a lot better than what they got up northeast.
What's going on here? That's one listener's take. Call us with yours at 8778-MY-TAKE. When we come back, weather cycles, global warming, and other things driving the weather. Stay with us.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo.
Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.